Hi, 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 everybody. I am so pleased to be here. This is our official first activation of Rich Femme Evolution. Now, each week, of course, you're going to be getting different activations, trainings, etc. But for today, we're sitting here at this pinnacle first spot, and I am celebrating. I am celebrating because Rich Femme Evolution represents to me a shift and a desire I have had for a long time. So I have dreamt of having a membership for about 10 years. I've tried it in different ways, but I just wasn't in the level of high, not just vibration, but value and containership for this portal that I wanted for the subject that I wanted to be talking about. So over this evolution, I've done it in different ways, but this is what I wanted. I've done small containers and big containers and long containers, but I really wanted to have an ongoing membership. But this is a high level membership. So I'm just so excited that here we are, and it's happening. It's happening for you and for me. So it's also a representation of where I have shifted physically, internally, in my own wealth identity, that I feel deeply ready and able to hold this. And that excites me too, because I know where this is unfolding to. And what I want to get you to do today at the beginning of your journey inside Rich Femme, whenever you're joining this, is we're going to do a practice to get you to play with, and you're going to do this, you'll find you'll do this every single month, but I really want you to understand why we do this. So often when we're setting intentions, we can think too far ahead. Okay. We can think too far ahead and we start to have these dreams and expectations that we want things to be, as though we had achieved something that in our mind's eye, we want to have it now, but actually we're not there. Like I've said, this has taken 10 years for me to be into this point. That doesn't mean I haven't done incredible things on the journey, but for starting something at this level, this potency, this power that I want to be talking about, I had to be ready. I had to be ready. And so what I found over my lifetime is with practice, it's easier to have intentions in a short-term container. So I get to have a way of doing this that is less stressful to my nervous system, either if you are what's called a direct manifester, a specific manifester in your human chart, or a non-specific manifester. And the difference is a non-specific manifester will feel stress if they're asked too much detail, if they have to goal set in too much detail, if they have to get very, very specific about what they want. It stresses their nervous system out. They can't work it out because it's not the way they're made. If you are a specific manifester, you'll want all the friggin' details. If you wanted a new car, you would want to tell me what color it is, what make it is, what size it is, what packages it's got, what wheels it's got, how it drives, so all of those things. Now, a non-specific will focus more on how it feels to be in the car. So I'm a non-specific and I'm more likely to tell you that, yes, I could tell you my ideal car. I get in and she's silver. I have my ideal car at the moment. So, she's silver and I slip into her and I've got all the gadgets, but it's the drive. It feels like just so super fun. She's nippy around corners. She's got really great speed. I have cruise control and that feels really juicy. I've got amazing sound system. That feels really juicy. Can you hear the difference? Yeah. Or if I was going to tell you about my Ferrari, that sort of thing. It's how detailed. So only you can work that out unless you've had your human design chart done. But you can work it out for yourself because you will feel that your nervous system gets very stressed and it's hard and you struggle and you feel bad because you can't say how things are specifically. Yeah. So throw that out the window and recognize that the way you need to do it is you either need to focus on it being very feeling based and then round the edges, or you need to be very, very detailed and feeling. Now, for both parties, you need to be thinking about how it feels on the journey to getting it, having it, and then beyond. not just thinking about what it's like when you've got it. So it's how you feel when you've got it. But yes, how does it feel going up to it? So I was thinking about my car and I was thinking about getting a new car. I would think about the joy and the fun of buying the car and trying a new car out and picking the things that I wanted and the unfolding, as well as having the car and how it feels to drive a car and et cetera, and how it feels to have the car in my day-to-day life. All of those ways is that we get to then feel the whole joy of that experience. Now, in this container, you have entered a new point by signing up, by paying from the moment that you purchased, from that moment that you made a decision and you put money, you know, money down for it. You already activated yourself and made a shift. Okay. You already started the process because you had the shift of going, ah, I did that. Yes, I went beyond that. And actually it makes me think, I'm recording this on the beach at the moment and there is a boy. I'm on a different beach than I normally go to, but there's I love this beach. This is my dog's favorite beach as well. And there is a boy far out and there are a couple of boys and they line up where the boats can't come in any closer. And I've always wanted to swim to the boy and it seems quite a far way out. And today I swam to the boy. Now, partly because it is a spring tide and it's very low. So I already started far out when I got going, but I got to the boy. And it's recognizing that, you know, in that step of expansion, that journey of going, oh, I could get to it. Now, the funny thing was, even though I started far out and I just as I started to get close, I could feel a fear because there's a natural pull in the sea at this point. But I know where it's going. It goes diagonally because the sea is now coming in, goes diagonally across to come in. And so I knew in my head it was logical, but my body could feel the shift, the change of the tide. And I could also recognize in my head that I was doing something that I'd wanted to do and I'd achieved it, but I was nervous getting to that point of doing it. And that's what I want you to recognize in yourself. You say you want more money. You say you want more wealth. You say, more importantly, that you want the rich, wealthy lifestyle. And that's very key. The lifestyle you can feel in your body. So you don't just want money flow. Wealth isn't just about having more money. It's a lifestyle. It's a shift in your identity. It's a shift in your capacity to hold money and wealth and expansion and growth. You want all of that. You want all the joys and the playing and the peripheries. But above all else, you want to know your power to manifest, to create, to hold, to have it, to build it, to use it. You want the fun of all that because you are a soul who's come here to play. And you've come here to play with your ability to try these different things on. And there'll be more of that in this month. But I want you to understand that you are on an edge, a precipice that you have gone, oh, yes, not because it's a fear that you can't do it. It's because your soul is already there and it's saying, but I'm already here. And you can feel the stretch between your desire, yeah, that's already done, and that you are rich and meant to be there and rich, sexy and free and having this. And you can feel the stretch between where your body is and where your soul is. You're feeling that stretch. And as you took the step to come in here, you got closer to it, which is why once you paid, you felt relief. Now, the question is, though, now you're here starting it, you might feel resistance, because what's happened is the resistance comes up. The old news comes up. The fears and the old stories have come up. They're saying, oh, it's not going to change and it can't shift. And even if you can't hear them in your head, you might notice that your language is tighter. You're behaving tighter. You're contracting in your body. You're maybe a bit snappier with people. Observe yourself of those feelings. My first recommendation is to revisit the wealth map, the money map, and observe yourself. So get your journal, write down all fears that come to mind. Yeah, on just split it in half and write down on the left-hand side all your fears, anything that's come up as you are now starting, being in here, doing your first bit, recognizing there is resistance, and write everything down, every thought, every feeling that feels like it's saying, you can't do this, you can't be in this expansion, you can't have it, blah, 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 you shouldn't do it, it's wrong, blah, blah, blah. Anything that's coming up, just write it down on the left-hand side of the piece of paper. Then look at the money map and review and think to yourself, is that coming from my inner infant, my inner teenager? Is that an adult voice? Where am I? Mark everything down, okay? And then look to the other side and then ask yourself from the other side, is this true? Is this really true? And if this isn't true, what else could, what could be true? Yeah. Knowing if I'm coming from my adult, from my wild woman, from more importantly, from my inner goddess. Yeah. What's actually true? What's actually true? And the truth is you're expanding. You're in the right place. You're in the right place, but you need to see it and feel it for yourself. So go through that. And that exercise is going to help you, because every single time you level up, you expand up, you go into more abundance. Every single friggin' time in every single aspect, you are going to go through the same process. And the faster you become aware of your own capacity to observe and shift, yeah, this limitation to expansion, this awareness of going that this isn't real and coming back to your inner goddess, the faster you can do that, the quicker you can do that, the more that you self-lead, take self-ownership, the faster and quicker that you can come back into the flow and receive. And that's what you want to do. Every time you hold yourself apart is how you slow yourself down from receiving. So it's like, oh, do I want to stay here? But you can't bypass it. You can't ignore it. You've got to observe it. You've got to acknowledge it. You've got to absorb it. You've got to shift it. And then it happens. But the more you practice it, it will get easier. So whether on a financial level, you're shifting from 10K to 20K to 30K to 50K to 100K to a million, it doesn't matter. If you're shifting from the house that you live in and you want to move to another house, there's got to be an alteration of, can I live in this lifestyle? Because all money is an exchange for things. Yeah. So if you want a new house, you have the money, you want this new house, the house is just a representation of the fact of you saying, I am wealthy. I am this. I can have this. This is where I'm at. This is my space. This fits me. I often think of it as putting on clothing that fits, basically, and how much we spend time trying to squeeze ourselves into clothing that doesn't fit us because somebody else has designed a size or a style that they had in their head, but doesn't mean it fits us. Back in the olden days, of course, you would have your clothes made to fit you. And actually, when you are extremely wealthy, you go back to having clothes that are made for you, because you don't look to try and squeeze yourself into somebody else's model. And yet our entire fashion industry on the high street is designed to make you squeeze into somebody who's completely different shape to you. We all have longer parts and shorter parts and lengthy parts and bigger parts and smaller parts and rounder parts and thinner parts and bonier parts. And yeah, none of us are the same. And yet we expect to fit into the same thing. So acknowledge if you are, this is bringing up some fears for you. This is bringing up some stress for you. This is all good. Don't worry. You're in exactly the right space. So firstly, that is your activity. That's your first activity for this week, is to observe and look at any resistance to your expansion, because your soul is already there. Your inner goddess is already there. You are already there. You've already taken that step, and now you just need to do a bit of cleaning up. So that's the first step. Secondly, I have some incredible music for you. One of the big things that I absolutely love doing inside my containers is creating a soundtrack. I highly recommend making sure you're signed up for Spotify. You can do it lots of different ways, but grab Spotify and go grab the soundtrack. I will drop in here, and I attune it as a projector. I'm extremely super tuned to the frequencies of music. And so I pull out music that is activating either with words, with tunes, with everything. So it's designed perfectly. Some will feel good to you. Some will feel activating for you. Some will feel uplifting. Some will go on a deeper level. There are some in there that work on your a very rooted and sacral based. There are others that are higher in your heart base. So just notice it and enjoy, and try not to avoid some of them too much, but notice if they activate you. And that will be there for you. It's just as important to listen to this music, because some of it is also programming for your brain. And I love to honor and celebrate other artists who are holding high frequency work and programming your brain. So there's lots of ways we can reprogram ourselves and up level our wealth identity. Songs and music has been a big part of that for me. And also because I channel sound tuning, light language and all of that. So it's very important you recognize, you know, use music. It's a very fast manifesting tool. So there we go. That's the second bit. So the first bit, you've got your exercise. Second bit, you've got the music. And the final thing for starting you off, kicking you off, and I come back to this, is this exercise of writing yourself And this is how I started today, setting the intentions, writing yourself a love letter, a celebration letter, as though it is the 31st of May, 2025. So we're keeping our intention container short and small, okay? And I want you to write to yourself, I did this for myself this morning, and I was like, you know, dear me, my dear heart, I love you. Oh my God, what a fucking ride May was. Yeah. And I spoke to myself. I spoke to myself as I wrote that. I was like, oh my God, what a fucking ride May was. Oh my God, didn't we have so much fun? I can't believe just how much things have expanded and changed as we've been really locking in. I'm going through this shift at this moment called the Chiron Return. How much this has impacted my life, but also how much fucking fun I've had in May. Everything has expanded. And I wrote about how I moved through my days. Yeah. I wrote about how I was feeling. I wrote about, and I'm writing it as though it's the end of the month and I'm reflecting on the whole of May. And I talk about how much fun I had in Cornwall, because I'm off Cornwall, how much fun I had in Cornwall and how wonderful it was to see my friends and how much fun I had, you know, exploring and camping and going to places Faithy both loved and I loved. If you don't know, my dog passed at the end of last year. And so I'm going back to my previous home and I'm going to go and explore places I never went to when she was here. So, and I write about how, I also write about how excited I am about June coming because I'm going to be in France and how much I'm looking forward to that. I also talked about, just how much what a glow up I had on my podcast, you know, that I reached 5,000 people listening to my podcast and wasn't that fucking amazing and how that felt for me. And I wrote about how there was 10 new women inside of Rich Femme Evolution and that it's 10 new women every single month. It's just so fucking exciting. So I wrote about how I felt, but there in there was weaving intentions and goal setting, asking the universe, setting intentions, but I did it with feeling. I did it with vision. I felt it in my body. I could see it in my mind and I dived into the whole thing. Yeah. And then I folded it up and I put it in my drawer and I blessed it and I loved it and I celebrated it and I said how grateful I was and, you know, how much I appreciate it and loved it. The whole thing was a loving experience to myself, a celebration experience to myself. I also said how happy my body was. I looked at that. When you do it, look at every aspect of your life, every bit that you are celebrating, upgrading, wanting to see shift within this month and how it feels and what really comes to your heart and write from your soul and your heart. Don't write from your mind, write from your soul and your heart. Let it speak through you from your inner goddess and celebrate that. Write it down and that will set your intention both with specifics and with feeling. And you're doing it in, you know, and you can do like I did, you know, celebrating, you know, being excited about what's coming in June and looking at what's been. So we're in past and we're in future. The mind does not have any sense of past or future. It only has the now. So you can play with all this as though it's now. It's now. It's been done. It's here. You're celebrating it. And that is such a big part of being in this expansion. So you've got this exercise to set intention, to shift your mind, to be in a higher wealth frequency in your identity, how you're feeling in your body and all of those things in your life. Explore, play with it. It's yours. Then put it down and give it up. Give it up. Let it go. Put it down. Put it somewhere safe and secure that you can return to at the end of the month. You've done your part. That's all you have to do. Now you've got the music to keep you on track, raising your vibe, doing all those. And you've got the exercise for today. I would not do the letter to yourself until you have cleared everything up, any resistance, until you feel in a really fucking good vibe. And then I would make sure that you do your letter either first thing in the morning or that you've made sure you've got yourself into a really high state before you do it. Don't do it when you feel like you're in a lower frequency or you're feeling knotted and angry. You just won't flow. You've got to be in a good vibe. So make sure you've done some deep breathing. Make sure that you've allowed yourself to sort of just relax, be in a space. I'm not going to teach you too much of those basics because that's not what Rich Femme is about. I know you already know how to do deep breathing. If you've been in any of my programs, you know that deep breathing is essential. You know that you need to create space to calm your body down. So you can do, you know, shake off when you do those resistance exercises, you know, shake it out of your body afterwards. move your body, squeeze your body, dance your body around, use the music afterwards to shake it all off. Those are always set momentums that you will, and processes you need to do is to move that energy out of your body. I know you already have some tools yourself, and I'm going to keep activating you, reminding you to go through these processes to bring yourself up. I would encourage you very much to share maybe some insights from the shift, or more importantly, from your love letter to yourself. And any declaration, my declaration is definitely in here that there'll be 10 more women inside this exquisite membership as we're starting today. And when you listen to this, there will probably be, you know, 10 more women every single month is my intention. And that will grow. And also an intention of reaching 5,000 people with my podcast this month. And I have done something this morning and cleared up as well, that I would want a minimum of 3,500 to 5,000 people watching every single video that I do. That's my intention of me opening myself up fully to expand to a different sized audience. So those are my kind of key intentions, but the whole thing was an intention about how I'm feeling, how I'm living, what it's like inside that letter. So all you can do now is play with all this, love this, enjoy this. And the beauty of this space is you have this week to do this, and then we do another bit next week, and then another bit the following week. And on the final week, we will do our hot seat coaching session for anything that's come up. So, and then of course we rinse and repeat, because that's the beauty of a membership, that this is an ongoing expansion to more, to more, to more, to more. This isn't, I have to limit myself. And I'll be talking about that at a later date, but we can limit ourselves in so many ways. So, set the intention that you see this as something you want to expand into over and over and over again, to more, to more, to more. And you may notice, of course, that you're going to have some limitation stuff come up when you do the shift. But play with it. Enjoy this. Listen to this audio again. Go check out the wealth map again. I have exciting things for you next week and, of course, the following weeks. But drop any comments in the Telegram. Ask any questions in the Telegram. I would definitely drop in, share in the Telegram, and I'm so excited that you're here as my founding members, and I'm so excited for me and for you for these fucking incredible things I know will be shifting and upgrading and changing and blowing your mind, and miracles, because that's what we set into here, is miracles, magic, overflow, beauty, celebration, joy, love, and of course, a whole heap of money. Woo! And I'm sending you much love.